Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob gets in the bullpen. It is 8:05, and joining me on the line for our community conversation this morning from Fredericksburg Fire Department, it is Ray Armbrecht joining us. Ray, thanks for taking the time to join me. Appreciate it.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. So it's about that time of year. You guys got your annual omelet breakfast. Let's talk about it. What do you guys got planned for us this year?
It'd be the same thing. It's our 25th omelet breakfast. Like I say, where did that time go? For 25 years, we've been doing this. So should be a good turnout. Last year, we served over 400 people, and we're guessing we'll be serving that same amount. And we will have drive-through also.
All right. And where is this taking place, and what time should we plan on being there?
It'll be at the Fredericksburg Community Center from 7:30 till noon.
All right. May 7th, that would be that Sunday there. Any cost to this event?
Yes. I'd like to have a shout out to the pork producers. The Chickasaw and the Iowa pork producers are donating money for the ham and sausage. And Hill and Dale is helping us out on the eggs, whatever they could do. So, and the eggs are a big part of the omelet breakfast.
All right. And in return, are you asking for a free will donation?
Free will donation. It's always been that way.
All righty. And let's talk about last year. Of course, you raised funds for some of your fire rescue equipment last year. What did that go to for the after the omelet breakfast?
We updated our utility vehicle, and we went and purchased a Can-Am utility vehicle with the slide-in unit for grass fires.
All right. And how about this year? What are you guys looking forward to purchasing for equipment this year?
The city and the rural purchased a Ford F-550, and that should be delivered in July of this year, and we'll be purchasing loose equipment to outfit that rig, and that rig will be used for fire rescue / grass fires.
Very good. Ray Armbrecht joining us here this morning from Fredericksburg Fire Department. The 25th annual omelet breakfast with the Fredericksburg firefighters. We've got that information currently posted at our community calendar at 951thebull.com. But for further questions or to any way they can help there at the fire department, Ray, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of at Ray Armbrecht at 641-330-3198. That is my cell phone number. And we do have a Facebook page at Fredericksburg Fire if they want to look on that.
All right. Very good. And, of course, with the block party just around the corner, did you want to give us a little tease of what to expect later on this summer, what you guys will be planning for?
The block party will be August 19th, and that's just got bigger and bigger. We already have our band booked, and people come out of the woodwork and donate prizes, and we run a raffle, and we're going to do a side-by-side scavenger hunt again, which was very successful last year. And we'll have bouncy houses, magician, a lot of things for the kids. It's sort of turned into a little kids event that day.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Ray, we'll make sure to follow up with you as we get closer to the event there coming up later on, as you said, in August. So Ray Armbrecht joining us here this morning on the Morning Roundup, the 25th Annual Omelet Breakfast. Set your calendars there on Sunday, May 7th, and help out there. Dine-in, drive-through, 7:30 until noon. Cost free will donation. Ray, thanks a lot for joining me today and letting us know about the omelet breakfast and, of course, the Firefighters Block Party later on this summer. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. And I'd like to encourage everybody just to get outside and enjoy this lovely spring weather.
Absolutely. 8:10 here on the Morning Roundup.